Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Institute for Personal Development, Kriya Yoga Ashram, where total consciousness is the new frontier.
Kriya Yoga is union of the individual with the divine. Join us as we explore the practices to initiate this process.
Good morning. Welcome to the Voice of Yoga. Let's Talk Consciousness. I am your hostess, Lisa Winton, and with me is Kenny Toy, also known as Swami Jayananda, founder of the Institute for Personal Development, located here in Hampton, New Hampshire. Good morning, Swami. Thank you for being here today. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing pretty good today. How about you?
Well, I'm doing great today, too. Thanks for asking. And we want to thank you all for tuning in. Today on The Voice of Yoga, we will talk about Ida, Pingala, and Sushumna as a map for apotheosis, the path to accepting spiritual identity. In this show, we will discuss the function of Ida and Pingala as a map to understanding the invisible, intangible, divine omnipresence. Listen as we explore some of the benefits of true spiritual omnipotence. We must know ourselves in the way we are known by the Creator in order to reveal the truth. Welcome to the Voice of Yoga. We are Talking Consciousness. Join the Kriya Yoga Spiritual Advance to get the light in your soul and experience the presence of spiritual truth. Swami, today's title of the show is Understanding the Middle Path. So first of all, let's explain what the middle path is and how do we go about understanding it.
Yeah, the middle path, I think, was really started with Buddhism, that the Buddha called his enlightenment the middle road. And so in Kriya Yoga, we use Ida, Pingala, and Sushumna to give us an understanding of the reality system that we work with. What is visible and tangible, called physical, is represented by Ida Nadi. And what is invisible but tangible, called mind, is represented by Pingala Nadi. Matter and mind, or the mind-body complex, also called energy or the pulse of the universe, is the false sense of the truth. The path of descending and ascending prana, or the law of karma, the cycle of death and rebirth, is not a goal in and of itself, but merely a reflection of what is real. And so the middle path in Kriya Yoga is represented by Sushumna.
Swami, could you expand a little bit more about Sushumna, this middle road?
Yeah, Sushumna is represented by the staff holding the copulating snakes in the caduceus, which was the symbol that the American Medical Association actually adopted. But Sushumna is the invisible, intangible, unified field, the absolute. So what does it look like when you are face to face with the presence of God? For openers, it does not report in the five corporeal senses. And when it does, we can rest assured it's not the truth of being. Spirit testifies with deeds and not words. The message of the Christ is to heal the sick, reform the sinner, raise the dead, preach the gospel. And so this invisible, intangible omnipresence becomes a pretty difficult catch for most of us.
Well, we had talked about Ida and Pingala. Now, those, if I'm not mistaken, those are the paths that wrap around the chakra system. Is that correct?
Yeah, the image that we use for the logo, which is represented by your seven chakras and then these three nadi. And the chakras are the energy converters. They're what take the white light of spirit, the higher voltage of spirit, and step it down into these different vibrations or frequencies that are now visible to corporeal sense. And the nadi are kind of like the wiring that connect these terminals, these chakras, these seven chakras, these wheels that spin out what is invisible and intangible into what is invisible and tangible and visible and tangible. The nadi are represented by prana enters the feminine terminal of the third eye center, and it touches upon the feminine terminal of each of the lower six energy centers. When it reaches Muladhara chakra, the root center, then it circulates back upward and then touches upon the masculine terminal of these lower six energy centers, and then it exits at the third eye center, masculine terminal. And so that creates what we understand to be this pulse of the universe, that it's descending and ascending prana, and it's circulating, and it creates what we call now this secondary creation, that it is the things that report in our five senses. And even some of the things that don't report in our five senses, which would be the realms of energy or thought. So it creates the veil that prevents us from seeing what's really there. But now what we're learning is that it can become a very useful tool in uncovering human potential or uncovering the truth of our being. And so what we're learning is how to use what it is that's reporting in our five senses to give us clues as to how we're thinking. Because that's been the long-standing theme for all of our teaching is how we think is what we become. And so now we're starting to understand we really need to come out of the modes of mortal thinking. Pratyahara, sense withdrawal, is really where this higher sense of understanding begins to reveal itself. And so we come out of the modes of mortal thinking, which are represented by Gemini, Virgo, and Sagittarius. And then we begin to think with divine mind. So we step out of the rational, the objective, and we start to step into the absolute and the subjective. So we're leaving our belief in matter, and we're leaving our belief in mind, and we're starting to accept spiritual identity.
Now let's talk a bit more about Sushumna. You had talked to us about how the other two paths and how they touch upon the terminals of the chakra system. Now, Sushumna, is that a straight path that goes up along the spine?
Well, that's how it's represented, but it goes right up through the center. It's the middle road. It goes right up through the center. It doesn't have a bias, either masculine or feminine, positive or negative. And that is what we call in Kriya Yoga, the raising of the Kundalini. Now, a lot of the work that we do is before you can access Sushumna, you really have to balance Ida and Pingala. Unconscious awareness and self-conscious awareness need to be in sync. That matter and mind have to be harmonized and understood so that we can now accept this middle road. So you've got descending prana, ascending prana, and now we are starting to access the vertical force, the spiritual force of Sushumna, which raises consciousness right up through the core, the center of one's being.
So how do we go about looking for this middle road? I think you mentioned stillness and silence before, but how do we actually get ourselves to get to that point?
Right. Coming back to what I had said, how we think is what we become. And so what we're really trying to do now is we're trying to come out of our modes of human thinking, rational thinking, and we want to start to think in terms of the absolute. Silence and stillness are one way of us finding that place where our thought is the same as the divine idea. Now, when looking for the middle road, and we look for silence, we look for stillness, because we're looking for the changeless state of being. Spirit is whole and complete. And I really like what the Bible says, ask in my name, which means likeness. To begin, we must accept spiritual identity, which means accept ourselves as the Spirit of God. We must know ourselves in the way that we're created, which is spirit. And so once we can start to fill our thought with this divine idea, it will start to make our thought buoyant. And we will start to rise out of this hypnotism that we're actually in, that this karmic wheel, this cycle of death and rebirth, is fueled by a belief in two powers. It's completely relying on belief for its existence. And so a big part of what we're starting to do here is we want to learn the truth. And the only way that we can find the truth is by coming out of the false sense that we have accepted as our identity.
So you mentioned that we have to accept ourselves as the Spirit of God. So is there a procedure to doing that?
Well, to answer your question, I think there is. In Kriya Yoga, we use the eight essential stages. We employ strategies. We try to refine ourselves physically, mentally. We try to create a very hospitable environment to invite spirit into our consciousness. But another system that I think can work just as well is Christianity, where they don't start with the bottom. They start right from the top with love God. To love God with your heart, your soul, and your mind. So in other words, even when you start to unbox Kriya Yoga and you start to see that your niyamas and your fifth niyama is brahmacharya, carrier of Brahma, that we really want to find this union, where we find that place where my thought is the same as the divine idea. And in order to do that, you have to create what we call the physics of spirituality. Like attracts like. To love God, you must desire God. And we talked about this the other night or last Thursday in our Theory 2 class when we said that to love God isn't just a phrase that you repeat. It is a state of being that you are actually addicted to what is invisible and intangible. It's kind of like when we fall in love on a human level, and that's all you do is you sit around and you think about your beloved. And so it's not something that you have to try and do or you're trying to make happen. It is, on some level, almost controlling who you are. And that's exactly what has to happen with this relationship with spirit. We must desire spirit. We must desire this invisible, intangible void or nothing.
Well, I think this is a good place to pause to hear a word from our sponsors. So listeners, we'll be back with you in just a few moments. Kriya Yoga Theory 1, Human Development and the Eight Essential Stages of Kriya Yoga. This program is a comprehensive course that will help you get your arms around the science of Kriya Yoga. It provides a clear understanding of the goals and objectives behind yoga, along with the physics of spirituality. It includes the practices, supportive concepts of Kriya Yoga, and the process in human development, apotheosis, the process of the human becoming divine. A complete guide on how to become a human in the adult state. Get the light in your soul and experience the simplicity and joy of union with the divine. This course is available in live classes at the ashram or online with 8 videos or 4 CDs. Visit our website, www.ipdtransform.com, for more information. Welcome back. For those of you just joining us, you're listening to The Voice of Yoga, and we are talking consciousness. Swami, you mentioned earlier the phrase, ask in my name, and I'm kind of hoping that maybe we can talk more about that.
Yeah, as you start to drill down with that statement, ask in my name, it means, and what we define that as, is ask in my likeness. It means that we can't be a human looking for something. If you are in spiritual identity, spirit means fulfilled, complete, whole, unchanging, perfect, and eternal. And for me, doesn't this put an end to the belief that God is watching over the human scene? God is busy running God's perfect creation and knows nothing about this false sense of existence that we are believing is life.
Well, I think we're hard-pressed to really understand that because we are so wrapped up in this world as we know it.
Right. And I mean, let's look at the Western science. Western science spends all its energy examining, studying, and trying to prove how the unreal became real and forms concepts, theories, and beliefs based on incomplete information and then forms laws to defend their beliefs. And what we're learning here is that this entire human experience is a belief about what's really here. It's a thought about what's really here. And as long as we continue to accept that we are this visible and tangible and invisible but tangible creature, we're in the trap. We're in the cycle of death and rebirth. And the middle road that the Buddha talked about is the road to enlightenment.
I think we've all heard of yogis and certain people that have attained this enlightenment. And I think in the belief that only a few people can do this, so what's in it for everybody to start thinking what you're talking about?
Well, I really like the way the Bible says it, repent, which translates into think differently. That eventually you come to a certain understanding that what we're doing isn't working. And at that point, when you want to start to think differently, then you can really start by thinking differently about Scripture. Because a lot of us are really governed by religion's interpretation of the texts. And so we come into this and we think that God created this world and God created good and evil. And we think that when we are experiencing things like sickness, suffering, lack, limitation, discord, that this is God teaching us a lesson. We're looking for the meaning behind what it is that we're going through. And as you start to unbox Scripture and you start to follow a reality system that will work, you start to see that God is busy doing God's work, is busy with God's creation, which is right here, right now, and it's readily available to each and every one of us because we are the reflection of the divine. We are God's idea. We are basically a thought in this divine mind. If we had better leadership, if there were more people out there who understood how this really works, a lot of what we talk about in these shows, things like all healing is revealing of the truth of being. We're not a physical body that needs to be fixed. In fact, the more you start to understand how this whole thing works, you realize that there is no physical body. there isn't me and all of these other people on the planet, that all we are dealing with is one divine life, one eternal life that is whole, complete, fulfilled. And all we have to do is let go of this false belief that we are separate, that we are mortal, there is good and evil. And then as you start to rise above the limited perception of corporeal sense, mortal mind, a belief in two powers, and you come out of the objective belief that everything is outside of yourself, and you start to accept yourself as this Spirit of God, this one divine life. If there is but one life, who am I? Who are you? But you're coming out of the many into the one. And as you start to live out from that truth of being, you realize that if there is but one life, one mind, that whatever it is that is appearing before you is, you're looking at yourself, as yourself, in yourself, of yourself, to yourself. Everything is within your consciousness. Then from that perspective, we can exercise dominion. That if we can think with this divine mind, we will begin to correct what we were calling our thought with this divine idea, and it will start to change what we're calling life.
I know we used to talk a while ago about that your external environment is a reflection of your inner environment. Does that still hold true in this model?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what we're saying. Like, if you look out, or say, for example, when we're doing an asana program now, you use your physical body to give you clues. Because if you feel pain, discomfort, if there's lack, limitation, then you have to have an understanding at this point that you have a belief in something other than this divine idea, this perfection of being. And so again, we need to think differently. What we were doing before is that we would use our mind, we would turn to spirit, and we would try and form a better image. We'd have to form a new thought. And then if you omitted that thought with belief, you could get a certain degree of result. You can change finite bad to finite good with belief and what we call positive thinking. But if you want the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, if you want to rise above the limitations of corporeal sense, you need to graduate to divine mind, which doesn't think in terms of duality. It thinks in terms of wholeness, the absolute. And you just keep your mind as an avenue of awareness for this divine omnipresence, which does not report in your five senses, and you let it govern you from within. As you're starting to develop this practice, you start to cultivate a sensitivity that we call spiritual sense, that you start to sense what was invisible and intangible is now being recognized in your consciousness. And you let that guide you, because that has the template for perfect creation.
Swami, you had said earlier that God is busy running God's perfect creation and knows nothing about this false sense of existence that we think is life. So that could be really hard for some people to understand, because that we're brought up believing that God made everything. How is it that we can change our belief system?
Well, I think the first thing that we want to start to do is graduate from belief, period. That you really want to start to understand that this divine omnipresence, this middle road that we're talking about, is a principle. It's a law. And it is a demonstrable principle. So the first thing you want to start to do is proving your theory. You want to start to demonstrate this divine omnipresence. Scripture kind of lets us know that if we are cognizant of this divine presence, that we will be under the protection of divine law. And so those are the things that you want to start to do. Now, granted, I really like what Mary Baker Eddy says in one of her writings, miscellaneous writing, and I don't know the exact location of it, but she says something to the effect, Jesus walking on water was science, but until poor humanity can walk on the Atlantic, don't step off of the boat type of a thing. Because for us to do that is not wisdom or science. And so you really want to start to educate yourself. But just the simple fact that this is accessible, that this divine law, this divine omnipresence is here right now, but you want to start to make your mind an avenue of awareness for it. And then how do I know that what I am thinking is this divine mind, or am I still working with mortal mind, or what we call the lower mind, the mid mind, and the higher mind on the mortal level that oftentimes disguises itself as our thought? And the way that you do that is from the fruits. That spirit testifies with deeds. So whatever it is that you are thinking must have these divine qualities. And you really want to look for peace, love, joy, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, patience, temperance. That's what the Bible tells us. These are the fruits of the spirit. And if we're experiencing pain, suffering, sickness, lack, limitation, discord, these are all things that have no place in this divine creation.
I think you had said earlier, too, that if we do experience some of those maladies that you had mentioned, it is because we don't believe in God.
Well, see, that's where we want to start to do is get away from believing in God. We want to get away from belief, period. That we want to start to understand the truth. We want to know this truth. Because this truth will make us free from the law of karma. It will make us free from the belief that we are this finite mortal creature. That the truth will expel the error in the same way that light dispels darkness.
Swami, in the opening, we said we're going to talk about that we must know ourselves in the way we are known by the Creator in order to reveal the truth. Just wondering if you could explain that in a little bit more detail for us.
Yeah, we have to accept spiritual identity. And so it's kind of a trick question. Asking my name really means that if you are in spiritual identity, then you know that you are the expression of an indestructible principle. You're whole, you're complete, you're fulfilled, and you're all of that right now because you're out of time and space.
Well, we do have to start closing down the show for today, so listeners, be sure to visit the website www.ipdtransform.com. Once you're on the homepage, when you see the fading banner and it does come up with Blog Talk Radio Show, you can click that on. That will direct you to the Blog Talk Radio Show catalog page. And don't forget, clicking on the products tab and then online classes will direct you to all the classes that Swami has available for you. So, Swami, do you have any other final thoughts about today's program?
Well, I would like to encourage people to join the Kriya Yoga Spiritual Advance to get the light in your soul and experience the presence of spiritual truth. Namaste.
Thank you for listening to our program, The Voice of Yoga. This is Lisa Winton, along with Swami Jayananda, signing off. Have a wonderful Kriyoga kind of day. Namaste.